Well, there we go. What's up, everyone? Good morning. It's Aaron Negler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live 10 a.m. Eastern after a 3:30 a.m. arrival for yours truly. So dragging a bit, going to keep this short, but did want to check in with everybody across the Cheesehead TV socials and Packers fandom in general after another sweet, sweet victory. Victory Monday, that's right. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Seen already people checking in from all over the world, which is fantastic. That's what we love. Lazard is the goat. Well, we got a new goat every week. I'm for it, man. Goat our ways all the way to the Super Bowl. Len. Nags, not looking to be negative after a win, but here you go. I'm kidding. Why does it seem that Lazard nearly falls over on all the deep balls 12 throws him? I mean, all. I've seen two. I mentioned it on Gut Reactions, though. It is kind of funny that both of the deep shots, it wasn't really a deep shot, but a down the seam shot from Rodgers in week one. And then again last night, probably just gets into the end zone if he doesn't stumble. But, man, you know, yeah, I think that will come with time. As long as he catches it, I don't really care. No doubt about it. Go Pack Go and nothing else. I'm down with that. Okay, easy there, Chad. Not much I love more than the Packers, Krista. Down for that. Holla from Atlanta. What's up, Phil? Morning from New York City. Oliver, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, what a win last night. Lazard the GOAT. So glad the Bears didn't pick up Cam with their horrid QB situation. They'd be a real issue with him. Yeah, I think they would. I still think they're a bit of an issue with Foles. You saw, I mean, yes, Falcons gave up some boneheaded plays there down the stretch, but Foles really energized that offense. He's efficient with the football. He can make the Bears a dangerous team. Who else is hungover from last night? I don't know about hungover, Paul, but I am definitely tired and dragging. No doubt about that. Boy, we need snacks more than my colonoscopy today. Well, I hope that colonoscopy goes better than the quest for snacks because he ain't coming to Green Bay. Neil, thanks for the super chat. Good Lord, could you imagine being a Falcons fan? No. No, I could not. I most certainly could not. Joe's Home Theater, thank you for the super chat. Fell Peyton got too cute. HCL is legit. Yes, HCL most certainly is. How about the offense slowly adding scheme pieces over the middle? Check. Running game, PA, check. Utilizing tight ends, check. Well, Matthew, I think some of that is just, you know, going to be game plan dependent and opponent specific, you know, depending on what they see on tape leading up to a game and how they want to attack it. But yeah, I'm down for the checklist, so to speak. Chad, hey, Aaron, I don't know if you remember, but I called that pass interference and the lack of discipline would play a factor in this game. You're right. I don't remember, Chad. Great road win. That's right, Steven. Our defense can't cover a running back. Yeah, Chad, and what else is new? Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Went and saw Empire Strikes Back on Saturday night and then a huge win on Sunday. Carry the G. Andrew, that sounds like a perfect weekend. How did you have a perfect weekend? That's amazing. Man, I know they were talking about having like a 4K restoration of Empire Strikes Back hit theaters, but I haven't seen it here in New York or New Jersey since our theaters aren't open yet. That bootleg we run is legit. Yeah, Seth. I mean, that goes all the way back to, I mean, has its roots in the Mike Shanahan offense. Forget Kyle. And really, the Gary Kubiak style offense going way back to when Shanahan was a head coach in Denver. And even before then, really. But they, in that system, absolutely love getting the quarterback on the edge, rolling out. You saw, you know, you've seen great quarterbacks like Elway run it. You've seen less than great quarterbacks have really great production with it. Thinking of Jake Plummer. Towards the end of his career, it's a really effective system, and that bootleg can be a major weapon. What I found really impressive about the deep shot to Lazard is often you want your quarterback rolling to his strong side where it's natural for him to throw. So that for Aaron, that would be rolling to his right so he could set and throw. That play, the deep shot to Lazard, he's rolling to his left, has to reset and then chucks it. And I will say there have been times in the past, in the last, say, 3 or 4 years, where Aaron maybe doesn't reset there and just tries to wing it with his arm. It was great to see him reset and sling it. And Lazard came down with a great catch, no doubt about it. What's up with Gary? Tyler, I don't know. That's undoubtedly one of the things we'll ask LaFleur today. And Patrick follows that up. Do you have news on 52? Nothing yet. When is Clark? Thank you for the super chat, Patrick. When is Clark coming back, or is he done for the year? He's not done for the year, not by a long shot. But they, you know, determined it was time. It was still, you know, rest and relaxation time for him on game day. He did suit up in the padded practice last Thursday, which bodes well. They just have to, you know, keep bringing him along slowly. I think maybe there's a chance they continue to hold him out against the Falcons next Monday night, give him the bye week, and then bring him back. That would be my guess. Now, maybe they play him on Monday night. He gets to a point where he's good to go, and the, you know, medical staff thinks there's a minimal to no possibility of reaggravation. Then they play him. But I would guess they probably hold him out one more week. I can't emphasize enough how much I love watching LaFleur and Rodgers thrive together in this offense. It's a thing of beauty. Robbie, I got to agree. Hard to dispute anything you just said. I thought Amos looked better last night. Yeah, Alex, you know, you guys, win or lose, I always got to go and look at the coach's tape before you really get a good kind of handle on how safety's played. So difficult to tell from a broadcast. You just, they're off the screen so much of the time. I mean, overall, the secondary just needs to tackle better, man. It's just, it's hard to watch sometimes. And it's disheartening. No doubt about it. Corey Mansky, thanks for the super chat. Missed my super chat earlier. Hell no, I didn't. Well, maybe I did. How great would it be for McCarthy to slip up about Dak's 3 turnovers? Well, he ain't no Aaron Rodgers. Well, that's never going to happen. Jesse, thank you for the super chat. When the schedule came out, I hated the early bye week. Now I'll be happy to get Adams and Clark that time. I mean, you just got to work with whatever the schedule makers give you. I'm not a big fan of the early bye week, but for situations like this, it certainly comes in handy. What else we got? David Lang, thank you for the super chat. Receivers, we don't need to draft no stinking receivers, but we could use some people who can tackle. David, it's hard for me to dismiss that one because, woo, daddy. Last night was difficult to watch on the tackling front. What else we got here? What else we got? I got time for a few more. Here we go. James Ferguson, thank you for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Go Pack Go, 3-0, baby. Big dog, surprised at Irvin non-use. Is Big Nick really the right narrative to take away from the Bears game? Oh, who cares about narratives? They won, and Foles was a part of that. I mean, you can call it whatever you want, use whatever nickname you want, but, I mean, other than the throw he just basically tossed up for Jesus to Jimmy Graham that the Falcons probably should have intercepted 3 times, 3 different people, I thought he made great decisions and led them to that comeback on its merits. So we'll see. So definitely something to keep track of down there in Chicago. What else we got? What else we got, people? How we doing? How we doing? Got that one. Got that one. What was the status of Raven Green last night? I didn't see him a whole lot, but he was active. But again, one of those secondary players, I need to go and see exactly how much he played and watch his tape. Can we please start playing Green over Redmond? Well, I think they'd like to. I do think some of the issue may be his coming back from the injury that he had all camp that kept him out for most of camp. He might just be playing into shape. What's the main thing you're going to be looking for when you rewatch the game? I would think, Joey, the biggest thing I want to look at, other than safety play, which is always kind of the first thing I look at just for coverages and what have you, because you can't see it on the broadcast, is what Rodgers saw or didn't see on some of those pressures that the Saints brought, because they did a good job of getting guys free. And Aaron, for whatever reason, didn't do the best job of getting the ball out of his hands. So he did later on. In the second half, I thought he did a better job, or they took advantage of him early. And I just want to see, you know, what was happening with the line, the backs and pass pro, stuff like that. Jamal Williams is the go. Big B, what's up, buddy? Is the right side of the O-line still an issue? Certainly didn't seem to be last night. And you notice Billy Turner was in there over Rick Wagner, and he seemed to hold up okay. Killed me that they took away that free play early, though. Man, NFL trying to take the fun out of everything. Do I think Pettine is our long-term answer at defensive coordinator? I mean, he's got to be for now. I mean, we'll see. I don't know what – I can't remember what his contract's at number of years-wise. But, you know, LaFleur brought him back, and they've got to improve. Now, there's a lot of factors that go into that, and chiefly the personnel he has to work with, which, as you saw this offseason, there were no additions. He was not given additional help. So you got to think, yes, they need to improve somewhat, but it's hard to expect monster changes on the defensive side of the ball as far as production goes with the same exact crew. I mean, yeah, he swapped out Kirksey, you know, for Martinez. But for the most part, especially up front where you win or lose, it's all the same. So Kiki came on last night. That's a fun development, you know, but Pettine, I mean, everybody's coaching for their job each and every year in the NFL, but I got to think the more that, you know, teams are able to march up and down the field, yeah, LaFleur may start getting a itchy trigger finger and want to bring in his own guy because never forget. This was something that was hoisted upon him. But at the same time, Pettine can turn around and look at the tape and point to it and say, look, I've got guys in position. They just need to tackle. Get me tacklers and we'll be doing better. It's, you know, layers, levels, all meshes. Still not sure how Goody didn't want to upgrade the defensive line. Well, he tried. He offered Snacks a contract. Snacks said no. How is the Packers' pass rush being mitigated by other teams? That's a good question, Brandy. I thought Z had a lot of attention, extra attention paid to him last night by the Saints. A good part of that was due to Kenny Clark being out. They were able to shift protection his way, double him a lot. The concerning thing is Preston, because Preston doesn't seem to be beating anybody. And once Gary went off, they were really blunted because Z just couldn't do anything on his own with all the attention he was getting. I would think they'd start to maybe want to send a few more blitzes, a few more dogs, a few more inside backers, maybe corners, safeties, what have you. But Pettine has been pretty reluctant in that regard. So yeah, to me, it's about Preston needing to step up his game more than anything else. And hey, it's hard to hate on Z when he literally had the play of the game last night when he forced the fumble on Taysom Hill. You know, that play legit changed the entire game. You know, you can be close or getting close or what have you as a pass rusher and maybe never, ever touch the quarterback, but you can affect the game. You can change the game. You're doing something right. And that last night for me was Z. AMH Matters, thank you for the super chat. It's nice not catastrophizing, not stomping out opponents in the first half. This team rewards patience. Yeah, it does. Would have liked to have maybe pulled away a little bit earlier, calmed things down, but I get it. Packers and Seahawks looking like the top two in the NFC right now. Attorney Cooper couldn't agree more. You know, and look, it's fun watching the Seahawks because they certainly can turn it on and do turn it on at times. But they're also, that's another team that has really weird Jekyll and Hyde moments on offense where, like, sometimes with those deep shots with Russell to Metcalf, you're like, God, how do you even stop that? And then they go three and out a bunch of times. They're a real boom and bust offense that, from what I can see. I tell you what, the Jamal Adams trade, though, that has looked like a damn masterstroke so far for the Seahawks. His ability down at the line of scrimmage as a disruptor, that's a guy I would love to have on my team. Now, I wouldn't have given up what the Seahawks gave up, but man, he has been fun to watch for the Seahawks. No doubt about it. Matt, thanks for the super chat. I feel like LaFleur watched the film from the Saints Raiders game, saw what Waller did to the Saints D and tailored the plan for our tight ends. You know, he was asked about that last week. I don't think it would ever be as specific as we're going to do what they did, but certainly you got to look at the matchups and how they tried to stop Waller, who obviously went off in that game. The Packers clearly don't have an athlete of that caliber or type at that position. But yeah, sure, I don't doubt there's things that he looked at as far as formation, what types of personnel he could utilize to try to get the Saints into a defensive look that he thought they could take advantage of and things of that nature. No question about it. That is exactly the cat and mouse game that the film is all about. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Not perfect, but I love how the offense and defense had each other's back. Preston was against Ramchick most of the night, right? Euchre season. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look on Preston, but that would make sense, yeah. Because I know Z was up against Armstead much of the time. Can't move forward with Summers in the middle if Kirksey is going to miss multiple weeks. Jovan, not only can they, but they probably will. Welcome to the Green Bay Packers. This is how they roll. They'll just do next man up. They ain't going to do no major move for somebody. Look, you saw the missed tackles last night. I said it on Twitter. This is what we saw last summer. That's what we saw this summer. That guy can go sideline to sideline. He can make plays, but he also misses a bunch of tackles. Now, Alvin Kamara is one of the best backs, if not the best back in the league, and is going to make guys look silly sometimes and make them miss tackles. But there were far too many, to my eye, from Summers on Kamara or anybody else to your point, make him a legit starter in this defense. But injuries may play that card for the Packers. Now, maybe they go across the waiver wire. You know, you also saw Barnes in and out of the lineup. Who knows what happens there? But if I had to guess, you know, they'd probably just roll with Summers. And I know that's not sexy. And I know what people want to hear, but that's how they've operated in the past. But we'll see. Maybe they surprise us. Gutekunst always good for a surprise or two. Taysom Hill revenge game was disappointing. You know, God bless Taysom Hill and all the pixels he has generated in his name as far as football coverage goes. Did Rashawn Gary get banged up last night? Yes, Duke. I saw him early in the first quarter get up from a pile and kind of limp out and then never saw him again. And I wasn't on Twitter for most of the game because I was doing the watch party. I don't know if he was ever given an official injury designation, but I know what I saw. So I hopefully get some kind of news out of coach today. We'll see. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Are we going to have a happy hour this week? You better believe it. All you Cheesehead TV patrons, probably Wednesday night again, but make sure you check the Patreon page. Okay, Robert, this is the last one. Then I got to go. Will we ever see Dylan in short yardage goal line? Robert, I asked coach specifically about that last night. And he did say he has to go back and look at the rotation. I mean, it'll happen eventually. I just think, you know, Aaron Jones is your dog. And you're going to roll with him. You know, I would have liked to see Jamal Williams in there myself. You saw Jamal Williams take Lattimore for a ride early in the game on third and short. Let him do that again. You know, I know it, obviously the same. It's never going to be the exact same situation and play call and blah, blah, blah. But if I got short yardage and I want to get it on fourth and one, I'm definitely giving it to Jamal Williams over Aaron Jones. And that's no slight on Jones, who I think is amazing. But, yeah. And also, why are you running power on fourth and one? That's not you. You aren't that team. Come on. Coach the team you have. I love going for it. But, like, you know, run a play. Run a pick. Run something with Aaron Rodgers has the ball in his hand. You know? This fourth and one buttoned up dive play. What are you, Marty Schottenheimer? Come on. Ain't about that life. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers with me here on Victory Monday, Cheesehead TV. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.